Well, it's almost as hot as it is down in South Texas tonight. But we live in the hottest place in the world. It's the center of the universe, actually. A little place we have called Camp Howdy. Y'all welcome to fall by anytime. Just if you catch yourself flying by there and you need to stop and take a break on your search for spiritual sport, come on by Camp Howdy. Why, we were just down there last weekend in the first time Jerry had ever visited Camp Howdy. And I was introduced him to our special programs there.
Programs?
Yeah, the 13-step program. Watch that first one. We were sitting around in the campfire kind of surprising ourselves to start out with. And we heard this rumbling in the underbrush, and out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. He had red bloodshot rolling eyes and dreadlocks hanging down, smoke coming out of his ears, and he took one look at us and he fell face down in a campfire. He sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal and said, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy, we said. We're vegetarians. Oh. Veggie what? Say, you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'll teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force. Yeah. So we went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap. Slipped in a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet. Keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across a bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. And we climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. A little reverb on that whistle. I really have to have a mood on this whistle. Twenty-five guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. They pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. Well, as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. As the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, Bo? I called him Bo.
Personal friend of yours.
Does this thing fly? Reverb. What are you, boy? Superstitious? Well, I caught a drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field. Reverb. Plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to express my appreciation for the zen-like moment. Told Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. The fuse was lit, and he popped the other into my mouth, blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me a bottle filled with a golden elixir. And as I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, I noticed a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, kiss me, you fool. I did kiss the worm. Then Beauregard looks over at me, his eyes filled with confidence and love. And he says, you drive! I grabbed hold of the little wheel and pulled back. A miracle did occur. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.